Hi, I'm Kieran O'Donnell. Welcome to Business Matters. In this week's podcast, I talk to local accountant Conal Dunn about his new business, Easy Customs Limited, which provides an independent and confidential service for businesses looking to outsource their customs compliance. I also speak with Greg McCann, Executive Director and Head of Fintru Northwest, about the company's seventh Financial Services Academy in the Northwest since October 2018. Brexit is coming down the tracks and will mean changes for businesses and trade between Ireland and the UK, the UK and the EU, and Ireland and EU. Letterkenny-based accountant Conal Dunn has recently established Easy Customs Limited, the first customs clearance agency in the Northwest, aimed at making customs easy for businesses.
Brexit is fast approaching, as you say. It's only a short few weeks away, and regardless of what happens, and you know, the negotiations are underway at the moment and they're still ongoing even as we speak. There's either going to be a deal or there's not going to be a deal, but regardless of the two potential outcomes there are going to be changes for businesses and trade between Ireland and GB, and that effectively will mean that there will be customs requirements, declarations between Ireland and GB, and I suppose EU as well, the UK and EU, and obviously Ireland and the EU. So we've established a customs clearance agency, Easy Customs Limited, easycustoms.ie, based out of Letterkenny, to service the demand that's going to be out there, Kieran. I was at a recent talk that I was attending, they mentioned that there was 1 million customs declarations during 2019, and they estimate that there's going to be something like 20 million customs declarations done in 2021. So at the moment, I suppose the supply of expertise in the customs sector is not there. So hence I have set up this new venture, and so far we're very busy, and we're anticipating that's going to continue.
20 million compared to 1 million is a huge increase. That obviously is going to impact businesses in all sectors, Conal.
Absolutely. Anyone who is transferring goods, so it doesn't apply to services, but it's goods, any movement of goods will require customs declarations. Now, if it's on the island of Ireland, then you're going to be okay. So between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, you'll be okay. But anyone who's transporting goods from Ireland to the GB, there will be requirements. As well as that, anyone who's transporting goods to Europe via the land bridge, there'll be requirements on themselves as well. And when I say the land bridge, that's the GB land bridge.
Obviously, Brexit was always coming down the tracks, and businesses may have been in a better position to get themselves ready for it. COVID and the impact that had obviously put a lot of businesses on the back foot, Conal, in relation to getting ready for Brexit.
Yeah, I mean, funny you say that, Kieran. I mean, 2021, I suppose, Brexit has already actually happened, and it actually happened on, I think it was the end of January 2020, and the remaining bit of 2020 was due to be the transition year, and we all know what happened then during that transition year with COVID. I mean, the transition year was there so that businesses could start preparing and could start planning and getting these things in place, and what we have found, really understandably so, I suppose I must say, is that businesses have had to redirect their resources elsewhere and their time elsewhere. And really, I've only noticed the uptake in this really probably from the end of October onwards, that really this thing has started to crank up, and people are at this stage trying to cram as much as they can to get ready.
How can Easy Customs help businesses now, Conal?
So what we can do, I suppose, is first of all, the first thing we can do is we can actually help your business get ready for Brexit. So we can provide consultancy in terms of getting your business ready. If you want to do the customs in-house, we can help you do that. There are some supports out there through the likes of the local enterprise office. There's a Brexit mentoring, and also through the likes of Intertrade Ireland, where there's a Brexit planning voucher. We are consultants listed on both of those avenues, so you can get, there is an option to get fully funded support in terms of that. And then secondly, after Brexit, if you don't decide to do your own customs decorations, then you can outsource that function to the likes of a customs clearance agent such as Easy Customs, and really that's what we're here for. I mean, for smaller businesses that it won't make sense for them to do it themselves, because you have to buy software, you have to invest in maybe staff and time and training. And for smaller businesses that aren't going to be doing decorations that regularly, you know, not every day, or maybe not even every week, it won't make sense for them to do it themselves.
From what you've seen so far, Conal, how many, what percentage of business are ready, or more importantly, maybe what percentage of business do you feel aren't ready?
So the people that have come to us, at least they're doing something about it, and they are putting some sort of plans in place. Now, the majority of businesses that have come to us, they haven't been ready. In terms of percentage terms, it's hard for me to say, because anecdotally, there's a feeling that there's a lot of businesses possibly with their head in the sands, maybe, and they haven't done anything. Certainly, even from the UK side, there's a feeling that maybe even that's worse at the UK side. But it's just very hard to say at this stage. But from government figures, it still looks like there's a lot of businesses that are not ready.
And we're at the end of a weekend, and the end of a week where there is no deal forthcoming. You've been keeping an eye, obviously, on what's happening in London, Conal.
Yeah, so the EU negotiator Barnier, he was due to go home yesterday. So today we're speaking on a Saturday. So he was due to go home yesterday. So as of when we're speaking now. As of when we're speaking now, there's no deal yet, but. I suppose for the likes of ourselves, we're keeping close to it to see what the changes may be. But regardless of whether there's a deal or no deal, it doesn't really change a lot of what we're doing, because there will be customs decorations anyway. So I suppose we as Easy Customs, we're trying to just focus on what we can control and what we can do, and that's obviously getting the customs decorations.
It's hard to take in that it's 4.5 years since the referendum that the UK held to leave took place and was passed, and that's then leaving now after 47 years. Huge significance for business and for Ireland.
It is, because I suppose they are Ireland's biggest trading partner, and you know, there's apart from the geographic proximity to the UK, I suppose there's historic references there as well, and we've historically been close to them in terms of trade. In recent years, with the Celtic Tiger and the increase in maybe other services provided by Ireland, we've become less reliant on the UK. But notwithstanding that, there are still huge impacts for businesses, especially if there's a no deal, because that will involve tariffs being imposed on exports to GB. So, out of all the countries in the EU, we will be massively impacted if that is the case.
You're an accountant by trade, Conal, based in Letterkenny. So obviously, the two businesses are going to run very much hand in hand.
Yes, I mean, it's. I suppose it's in one way it's complementary to the accountancy business, because it's all the custom declarations now are all done electronically. Excuse me. They're all obviously on your laptop or device, and I suppose there's a fair bit of numbers and administration involved in it. But they are certainly two separate businesses, and you know, are being staffed as such. Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, the Easy Customs end of the business has got the most potential to grow with it at this stage, I would say.
You set up 2 years. Just take me back in terms of your course in accountancy and your early career in the sector.
Yeah, well, I suppose I'm a chartered accountant, Kieran. I trained with PwC back in the day. You know, one of the big four accountancy firms. And during that period, I suppose I was working based out of it. They had an office in Derry, but it was over in Belfast, and then I spent time in Chicago and Melbourne, so a bit of international experience there as well. And from there, I went and worked in industry for 10 years. So I worked in the food industry, for 10 years for a number of companies there, just in senior finance roles. So that experience certainly gave me some real life experience of businesses and what businesses do, and even international trade. And I think that has helped me for even the likes of this, of Easy Customs, and understanding the requirements of businesses. And in 2018, then, I suppose I set up my own accountancy firm, Conor Dunn & Company Chartered Accountants, and that has gone very well. We've a staff of four there now, so it's grown significantly in the 2 years.
And team is something you pay a lot of attention to, Conal. I know you're very much a team player from past experience with you, and you're a big believer of that ethos.
Yeah, well, listen, nobody can do anything by themselves, and it's, I suppose, yeah, from my previous sporting career, I was very much, I suppose, honesty, that, you know, there was values there that are transferable onto the business field now, and getting a good team around you is crucial. So, I mean, the growth that I've had in my accountancy practice and now in Easy Customs is down to the staff, really. I mean, I've got a great team behind me, and it's just about getting people that are better than you and getting them working with you. So now I can't say enough about the team there. You know, the four in the accountancy practice and the three in Easy Customs.
How have you found the change from being an employee to being an employer, Conal?
Change from being an employee to an employer. I mean, people, when you go into business, you probably don't realise the amount of time that you have to spend working on the business as opposed to maybe working in the business. So when you're an employee, you give your all to doing the job, doing the technical piece of work that you're actually having to do. Whereas when you're an employer, you have to think about a number of other aspects. You have to think about your staff first and foremost. So are they developing? Are they getting the support they need? You need to think about the wider business in terms of is it being marketed correctly? Are the back end processes working correctly? And then I suppose maybe thirdly, then, if you can get some work done yourself as well, then that's maybe you can fit that in. But that's probably to a lesser degree. It's more about empowering your team to make sure that your team can deliver and helping to bring them up to a level. So it's a different role. It's a different role in terms of just working as an employee for yourself or compared with trying to set something up with people involved as an employer.
When you're not working, Conal, obviously, and families in the background as well, you've spent many years with St Jude's. I know you've won six championships and you've been extremely successful on the field. That's still very much a passion you have outside of work and family.
Yeah, I mean, outside of work, I love sport, as you know, Kieran, and St Jude's is something that's very dear to my heart. Played with the seniors and for St Jude's for 20 years, and unfortunately, you know, everyone's time comes to an end on the playing field. So I have I'm still obviously very much involved in the club. I'm the club treasurer, and in the coming year now, I'm involved in the backroom team with Rory Cavan as manager. So we're hoping to get involved there, and I suppose that brings a bit of respite for me from the work environment. I enjoy it, and it gets you away from maybe just, you know, clears the head and that sort of thing. Apart from that, then, I suppose I like to keep fit as well, and enjoy maybe just going out for a run. I think when you're looking at a computer all day and you're busy at work, I think it's very important. Just from, you know, mental health is obviously very topical in these days, and I think that's something that we mightn't have maybe tagged it as that in the past, but going out and you might have said go out and clear the head out for a run, and I think that's very important, and I enjoy doing that. And obviously then, I suppose my family, I've got three young kids and my wife Maeve, so there's plenty of time with that as well. So,
how did you find the role as treasurer, Conal, going into St Jude's, having obviously filled a very crucial role on the pitch for many years, to get into a role in the executive?
I must say now, I didn't realise probably the amount of time involved in it, and that's probably a credit to the previous treasurer who was there for a number of years. And the other aspect that I probably didn't realise was the amount of time that other individuals are giving and doing things behind the scenes. You know, I could name names now, but maybe I won't because I'll leave somebody out. But and it's probably the same within a lot of GA clubs and other clubs throughout the country and throughout the county. There's a lot of time when you're playing. I suppose it's a bit like the employee and employer analogy there. When you're playing, you're maybe an employee and you're just concentrating on your game and yourself. But when you can see the bigger picture there, it certainly makes you realise just what some people do.
Just go back to the accountancy role, Conal. Have you found much of a change in how things are done since you started out and trained as an accountant?
Yes, well, massively so. I suppose when I first started, I remember working a few summer jobs and that, and working on some accountancy practices, and we were handwriting. You had the pen and paper out, you had a calculator, and you were just handwriting and doing the T accounts and doing accounts that way. Now everything's computerised, it's all in the cloud, it's all on devices. So I suppose that'll be the obvious change. Now, I must say, doing it the old way certainly gave you a good understanding of the mechanics behind what you were doing, and it probably is something that someone going into accountancy now and just learning how to do it on a device, on a computer, they mightn't have the same understanding of your double entry or what's going on in the background.
So you get the practical and the theory.
Exactly, before. Exactly, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Finally, what lies ahead for Conal Dunn as business and Easy Customs for 2021?
Well, certainly Easy Customs, we have ambitious plans to grow, and we're expecting to double the team, and I'm hoping to have maybe five or six people by the end of the year. It just depends on how the agreement plays out with the UK. But certainly it will be about being agile and adapting to our customer needs and providing a service that they need. So really, it's 2020 has probably taught us, don't plan too far ahead. Let's just focus maybe on the next number of months, and let's see where it takes us.
That was Conal Dunn, founder of Easy Customs Limited. Financial services firm Fintrue was founded in 2013 and opened its Northwest base in 2018. Despite the challenges of 2020, the company, which is inviting applications for its latest academy, is enjoying increased growth.
Yes, Kieran, we've had a very good year. We've been very, very busy. We've seen a growth across all our clients, with also new clients coming on board and recruiting more people, and you know, and looking at our footprint. It's been a really good year for us. We've been gold trading now since the end of 2013, and each year has been better than us, but this has probably been our best year to date. It's been very strong for us. In other ways, you know, as everybody knows, very difficult year globally. We've had a terrific year.
The academy is something that your company pays big attention to, Greg, and I believe the current intake is getting ready for Academy number 7.
That's right. So in the Northwest, Kieran, we're about to launch Academy number 7 in January. That's currently open. The closing date is the 18th of December, so that's currently open. Kieran, we will bring in another 20 new graduates through that academy. I'll bring our workforce up in the Northwest and Derry to about 175 people. Those applications are currently open. Once we selected them, Kieran, they go through an intensive 4 or 5 week training program with us, where we train them up on all the aspects of what we do and investment banking and their sort of regulatory framework, and it gets them prepared then for joining us at the start of February.
The Northwest is an area that Fintrue are paying big attention to as well, and it's an area that they see themselves as having a long-term future, Greg.
Oh, absolutely. So we moved to the Northwest just over 2 years ago now, Kieran, and it's been terrific. We have two premises now in the Northwest, growing rapidly. It's an important part of what we do. We have located some really key services up there. It's been really good, and we're hoping to build on that over the next couple of years. When we launched our plan, 2 years ago, Kieran, our ambition was to get create 305 jobs up here in the Northwest. And, you know, we're well ahead of that, and we will definitely come in ahead of our plan. So it's been great, you know. It's been a great piece of business for us and the people there. The quality of the people there, the quality of the graduates is a key part of that.
And I know Northwest College and LYIT would form a lot of that intake as well for you, Greg.
Yeah, so we recruited across, you know, we relocated to the Northwest. Obviously, we knew the university was there, Kieran. So the University of Ulster's up in Derry, so that was close. But we probably didn't account for LYIT. We knew we were there, but we found in the last few years we're taking more and more graduates from LYIT, and they've been fantastic. And we're very conscious that we straddle kind of the broader region, and we kind of think ourselves the way as Derry City Council, when they have their economic plan, they talk about an economic region, which, you know, covers Derry, there, oh, crossing Glen County down to Sligo, and you know, that kind of region. So we operate in there, so we draw on all that. So we take some terrific graduates out of LYIT. They run some really good courses down there, in compliance and banking as well. So that's been very, very useful to us to get the quality of those graduates from LYIT and Donegal. It's been fantastic.
In relation to the recruitment process this time around, Greg, I'm sure it's different given the pandemic. Has a lot of it or more of it gone online this time around?
Yeah, Kieran. So we've had to adjust, obviously, like everybody has. So we had to adjust back in March when we effectively had everybody working from home within about a week. And that included then our recruitment process. That all had to go online and remote. And then we had to start running our academies. And we've completed two during the whole lockdown. Kieran was all new to us. We had to learn rapidly as we went along, but you know, it's been very successful, and we have recruited ongoing through the whole lockdown situation. We've been recruiting heavily and working those academies remotely and training the people up remotely, and that wasn't ideal for us. It's not what we did previously. We obviously brought them into location and worked with them, but we've had to adapt. But it, you know, it's worked well, and you know, this'll be our third academy running during lockdown.
The company set up since 2013. Can you talk to me about the company, Greg?
So the company, Kieran, is a financial service company. That's a very broad term. What it really effectively the sector we work in, Kieran, is servicing banks. To when I say banks, they are tier one investment banks. So they're the banks that work, not that you would find in Letterkenny High Street or Derry High Street, you know, they are the banks that are based in the city of London, you know, down in Canary Wharf or in New York, like Wall Street, Tokyo, Frankfurt. They're the big trading and investment bank. They're trading stocks and shares and derivatives, all that kind of stuff. So those are the kind of banks we service, and we offer into them, Kieran, various services such as in compliance, in risk, in operations and legal services. So they outsource different aspects of what they do to vendors like ourselves. And we that's really our marketplace. That's a market that's a growing market, has been a growing market over the last 5, 6, 7 years, and will continue to grow as the banks continue to, you know, a lot of regulation around banking, and that's something they have to solve for constantly. So they turn to people like ourselves to help them through that.
I see Fintru has been named in this year's Sunday Times Virgin Atlantic First Track 100 as the 42nd, I think, fastest growing company across the whole of the UK.
Yeah, you're right up to date there, Kieran. That's just over the weekend that was announced. So yeah, we're delighted. It's I think we're the only company in Northern Ireland actually on that list. So you know, it's just testament to all the hard work of our people and our relationships, the deep relationships we've built with our clients and all the stakeholders that we've worked with. You know, so there's a lot of hard work going into that, but it is nice to see it. You know, and it shows you that the growth that we're in and the continued growth that we're in, Kieran. And when we look at the year ahead, we still see a lot of opportunity.
If people want to get in touch and want to apply, Greg, what do they do?
I would direct them to our website, Kieran, in the first instance. We have our website there. Right up front, you'll see on the page that apply to the Academy, and there's one there bang on for the Northwest Academy. They'll see it there. If they just click in there, They can put their applications through there, Kieran. We will pick that up, and then we will get back to people and film. We look for them to have a degree, Kieran, but two degree, but that could be in any subject whatsoever. With some great examples of people, you know, from more general degrees, and work on a financial service through ourselves, or you make it people want to switch career or change career completely, they could apply through that academy as well. But if they go onto your website, Kieran, you'll see it, and the Northwest is currently open to the 18th of December. So I would encourage anybody listening that they should get their application then. We're anticipating a great response, as we've always had.
What do you feel is the reason for Fintry's massive success?
I think, Kieran, we work in a sector that is a huge sector. The financial services industry is a huge global industry. When you think of the City of London, and I think it's 10% of the complete tax intake of the UK comes through the City of London, for instance. It's a huge industry that we work in. So the opportunities are huge. And also, you know, for us, we have managed to recruit some very experienced people, but we also have really good quality graduates. So, you know, we train them up. We specialize in that whole particular area of compliance and legal services. Some of the bigger companies will cover lots of different areas. We specialize in that. So we've made it a real area of expertise for us. Delivery is key. We make sure we deliver. The clients love what we do. We build deep and meaningful relationship with them. And as they deliver is key. And we've built a reputation gradually over the last 3, 4, 5 years where we would now be recognized as a real player in the industry. We're having come from nothing, literally, you know, 6, 7 years ago, Kieran. So the industry itself is a growing sector, you know, and if you're good at what you do and you're ambitious, as we are, for instance, we just opened an office in New York in the last month. You know, it's that business is there. You know, if you can deliver in quality, we also have obviously great connectivity up in the Northwest, so we're able to work remotely. We have had no issues. That's been really tested during the lockdown, obviously, and everything has stood up very well. So, you know, we've a lot of strengths there, you know.
It must be extremely satisfying, Greg, to be involved in a sector that's continuing to grow and be successful, given the year that we've had.
Absolutely. Look, you know, we're all very aware of what's going on out there. For some people at the minute, it's absolutely horrific. You know, COVID has been a disastrous time for a lot of people, a lot of industries. We are lucky that we work in an industry that can work remotely, that still has a huge marketplace. So, you know, it is a bit of a light out there. There are some industries, I think a lot of people in the tech and IT and industries have still gone on, you know, have had good years, and we're one of those types of companies. Kieran, appreciate this year has been a terrible year for a lot of sectors, you know, and a lot of uncertainty, a lot of difficulties, but, you know, we operate in environments where we are able to work remotely, so it hasn't really affected. It was very disruptive back in March when we had to change people across. But really, from then on in, once we get adjusted to working from home and getting to work from home, we really have, you know, as I said, the year is testament to that. We've had tremendous growth this year.
I was just about to ask you about the remote working and in relation to how the staff found it. What has the feedback been like since? Obviously, we're 8 or 9 months down the road now, and obviously people are much more comfortable working like that.
Yeah. So we spent an awful lot of time, Kieran, making sure we were talking to our people. You know, we have a lot of... We have a lot of activities online. If you go to the Fintry webpage, we spend an awful lot of time investing in our people. At the end of the day, they are the main asset of our business, our people. You know, so we spend an awful lot of time talking to our people. You know, true wellness is a huge thing for us. We have lots of activities around true wellness. We have online yoga, lunchtime, you name it. You know, Kieran, we have spent a lot of time doing that because the well-being of our people and the mental well-being of the people who are working from home has been really important. Look, you know, if you're not feeling good, then you're not going to be, you know, very productive. You're not going to enjoy your work. So we've tried to work very, very hard at that. It's been difficult for some people, but generally we've responded. Our people responded very well. I think a lot of people now have got used to it, and a lot of people commented that it's been a good. They've enjoyed it and they've liked it. You know, they haven't had to travel in and out, particularly maybe people with children on that as well. They haven't had to worry about picking children up, they're able to build their, and we work very flexibly with them around that, you know. So for some people, you know, talking to them, it's, they've actually liked it. Not everybody has, but some of them have. And, but the main thing is to give that sense of cohesion and still belonging to the business, and that, you know, they're an important person, an important player. And we are, because we work in teams in our place, so teams are very, very important. So I think the main lesson is make sure you are talking to your people all the time and getting feedback from them, you know, and that has seen us through, you know.
Finally, Greg, what does 2021 hold for Funtru?
2021 is very exciting for us. We have a lot of stuff in the pipework. We have new clients that we're talking to at the moment that we're on the verge of signing up. And we're looking to expand with the client base that we have. As I say, we've grown our reputation with them. We're looking to get into other areas with them, you know. So, you know, we're excited you're ahead. Hopefully, please God, we'll see the end of COVID sometime in 2021, and we'll start to get back into some normality there, you know. But for us, you know, there's a lot of stuff. These banks still have a big need for working through regulations change, regulatory change, all the areas that we work in. That's a huge sector, and we're picking up more and more work in it, Kieran. So we're very optimistic about 2021.
That was Greg McCann, Executive Director and Head of Funtru Northwest. That's it for another edition of Business Matters. Thanks to my guests, Conal Dunn and Greg McCann. Thanks to Kenneth Wilson on sound. And thanks to you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, drop an email to businessmatters@highlandradio.com.